Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
I'm going to continue in the thought about how to have a joyful spirit. Of course, these thoughts are nothing new under the sun, but they are a little challenging for all of us because the first one was don't believe bad about someone. Number two was don't decide for others what is right or wrong. Now, today, number three is don't judge others' motives. You know, so many of us are so skeptical. You know, we think we always know why somebody does something. My mind goes back to a time when I was, I'm kind of a spur-of-the-moment type person sometimes, and I got together this idea of a group of us going out to eat, and I called one of my friends, and I said, hey, would you like to join us to go out to eat for breakfast? And the person was just, and she said, how long, when are you going to go? And I said, in about 15 minutes, and she said, no, I can't, you know, and then she didn't go. Well, later on that day, she told me, she said, I know you asked me at the last minute so you could feel good about asking me, but knowing I wouldn't be able to get dressed that quickly. And I thought, I didn't think that at all. I thought, you know, it never occurred to me to ask her so that she could say no. Anyway, but that's how we are. And that takes away away our joyful spirit by judging somebody what they are thinking. The Bible says in Matthew 7:1-2, judge not that ye be not judged, for with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. You know, if you are a judgmental person, what this is saying is other people are going to be judgmental towards you. So what I think we should really be careful about judging our motives. Maybe you're the type of person out there that people have to ask you over and over and over again to help with some project in the church because you need lots of assurance that they really want you and they're not just asking you to make themselves feel good. You know, whatever it is that you find yourself feeling and doing that judges why people are doing things, you got to stop it or it'll take away your joyful spirit. I have to do this myself. And I'm a pretty, upbeat type person and thinking positively. But there's times when people say things to me and I think in my mind, now, why are they saying that? Are they trying to put a jab in there about who I am and what I am? And, you know, I think all those thoughts. And can I tell you? Those are the kind of things that take away your joy. So if you want to have a joyful spirit and if you want to be all that you're supposed to be for the Lord, then don't judge other people's motives. Don't be a skeptical person. Just live and let live and let yourself believe the face value or what they're saying and not try to figure out why they're saying it so much. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.